welcome. Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour three, live on my Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Sears Husky division. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly and you. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Coming up, whether we want to or not, second chance romance. Then the full-size dirt alert. Yeah, Lex, it's here whether we want to do it or not.
It is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Finding love.
Nope. Then we'll do a little TV talk. The Stones and Brian Jones, Palm Royale.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you what, Jill Zarin is getting trashed right now on Below Deck. Oof. Ooh. So we'll do some TV talk. All coming up. But, Lex, are you ready?
Yeah, let's pull the Band-Aid off. Let's find some love or something.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cinemax at midnight. Here's your host, Costas Mandalore. I'm just joking. Anyway, your second chance romance. Holly, who are we starting with?
We're starting this morning with Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thank you for your help.
Of course. Well, that's what we're here for.
Wait to thank us until the end. How about that, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, deal? Yeah.
Deal.
You went out with Jess, right, buddy?
Yeah. Jess and I, we met online. Okay. Yeah, we'll swipe right. I hate online dating usually, but yeah, I know it's like, it's the way to meet people these days. And I work from home. So, and that's one thing that we have in common. So I wanted to take her out to dinner, but she just wanted to meet up at Caribou Coffee for a quick meet. So,
okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, so I got there first, and I waited first. I could buy our coffees together, and they'd be hot, you know. And when she got there, I was stoked. I mean, she's beautiful, and she's really interesting, and she was it seemed she was very interesting getting to know me, and we had a really nice meetup. It was a good conversation. It was, I really like her.
All right, okay. So that sounds like a pretty successful date, right?
Yeah.
So then what happened, Mark, at the end of the date?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we talked for like, I don't know, maybe for 45 minutes. And then she said she had to go. So I walked her to her car and I said, I had a great time and I would love to see her again. And she said that would be great. And she gave me a hug. And now, I'm all kinds of confused because she hasn't messaged me back, which is why I'm, talking to you guys. Obviously, but I've texted her and I've sent her a couple messages through the dating app and on Instagram. But I don't want to seem like a pest.
Yeah.
And my sister told me about this segment you do, and I thought it might be fun. So.
Yeah. Follow up question on the hug, Mark. What was the amount of air between you and Jess in the hug? You know, was it a full press hug? Was it an air hug? Was there a reassuring pat? I mean, how do you feel that was?
I thought you might ask that question. It's not like she left room for Jesus, you know? It's like,
yeah, no middle school dancing happening, Mark, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, Mark, we do want to help you. You seem like a nice guy. Yeah. And so we're going to do what we can to help. At the very least, we're going to get an answer. So here's what we're going to do. Holly's going to put you on hold now. You will be able to hear everything. Jess is on the other line. She has heard nothing. She just thinks that she's doing kind of a generic dating segment. And she was nominated by a family member. So she doesn't know this is about you. Uh-oh. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes, he's like a nice guy.
Seems like a nice guy. I don't know, though.
It could happen at a coffee date.
My Spidey sense is tingling and not in a good way.
Do you smell like fish? I don't know. I just like to...
Trout, orange.
Can you smell it?
Yeah.
Sea bass, salmon. Uh-huh.
Did he have tilapia. Armpit hair tufts coming out of his t-shirt or something?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Oh. I had a track coach once coming out the back of his neck. Just staring at it while we were running.
What? Okay.
We'll come back to that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose Nyland. Thank you. Would you like some cheese? Would you like some cheesecake, Rose?
Sorry, that was a...
Ooh. Oh, wow. That was a
that
moment.
That was a flashback, friends.
Wow, Lex.
Wow.
We'll let you... Lex, let...
The tuft of hair.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yes, please. Well, let's get Jess on the line.
Okay,
God,
quickly.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Jess, welcome to our show. We're not going to take a lot of your time. I mean, come on. It's early in the morning. You're probably going off to do your day. So we appreciate you. This is our dating segment called Second Chance Romance, where people get nominated and we try to reunite people. That's kind of where you come in. And that's where we kind of fibbed. I won't call it a lie because this is fun. Jess, do you remember going out with a guy named Mark?
Mark?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm sorry. I go on so many mini dates. I don't remember a Mark.
You met him online.
You went to Caribou.
Yeah, got coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that doesn't narrow down. I don't remember a Mark, no.
Okay. Well, this has never happened in the 87-year history of this ridiculous thing we do. Well, Mark wanted to reunite with you. So that's where that's why we said you were we lied to you. But we did it because dude emailed us about you. And he wanted, there was nothing after the, he said there was nothing after the Caribou meetup.
Yeah, and he didn't message him back. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
So surprise number two, he's on the other line.
And he's heard all this, yeah.
Let's just put him up.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Believe me, we do this every week and we don't know what to say. Mark, you're back now. You heard everything Jess said. Mark, say hi to Jess and talk or whatever.
Hi, Jess. To jog your memory, we went to Caribou in Woodbury off Radio Drive. And, you know, it's been about a month.
Oh my God. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Jess.
Oh.
It was that memorable, huh?
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm so sorry. But I was telling these guys that I go out on so many coffee dates. Like, it's easy, you know, just to mainly do like a chemistry check. And, you know, I think from memory with you, it just felt more friend vibes. I remember, if I'm remembering correctly, you know, you were really nice and I'm glad we were able to meet, but I just wasn't into you like that.
My husband calls it actively single, Jess. You're actively single. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. I mean, I'm honest about it.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I guess... I just ouch. You know? I guess I misread you, and I'm sorry to have brought you on the radio like this.
I mean, this is weird, so I really need to go, wish you the best of luck with everything.
Mark, hold on a minute. Jess, we'll let you go. Thank you. We didn't mean to bother you.
Thank you. And
thank you. Mark, buddy, I do want to explain to you, I was laughing at Jess, not at you, just the way that Jess, 2 seconds before you were on, you heard her. She was like, no, I don't remember anyone. And then you said your name and she's like, oh, I remember you now. I'm like, wow, good acting there, Jess. So I didn't want you to think I was laughing at you, buddy. I was laughing at her. Her being like, oh, yeah, now I re... Whatever. Anyway.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it was humbling and a little embarrassed.
No, buddy. No, that's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
She just goes out with a lot of people. This has nothing to do with you.
Nope.
No. And if Caribou is her date place of choice, I mean, you know. No, you'll find that. Well, I'm trying
to... Yeah, no, you're absolutely Mark. Right. Yes. Really, thank you for doing this with us. And mm-hmm. I mean...
You'll find there's somebody, Mark.
You know, you can move on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
I'm not going to accept coffee for an answer, you know?
Exactly. Hey,
that's right.
That's it, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. You have a good weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. You too.
Bye, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Oh, poor dude.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, back to that neck hair.
That is the worst. To be forgettable.
Well, I don't
or
think
maybe
it's
she just...
I don't think it's forgettable. I think just, she just legit goes out with... Girl, why do you think I brought up Colin? Before Colin and I had a date, that boy was on apps. He was going out like every night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, look, he wanted a free dinner too, but he was going out every night.
Hey, Colin.
Nothing wrong with that.
I raise my glass to you. I hope you got some good ones.
Yeah.
Some sushi.
Three course meals.
Yeah.
Or but five.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, what about that gym teacher with the neck hair, Alexis?
Yeah, what about that?
Okay, so all right, so
oh my God, Lex.
Yeah, I was on the track team, and you know, we'd go running together, and we'd follow the leader, and our coach would be in front, and I vividly remember now, I would always try to be in the back of the line, and there's good reason, because he would wear like a white t-shirt, and he had so much back hair that it would tuft out the back of his collar, and it looked like a full like wig thing going on.
Oh, like he had a neck merkin?
Like a neck merkin. Right. That's what I was thinking, but I'm so glad you said it, Holly.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, it just was, you know, I just stare at it as I'm running. I mean, I guess it kind of helped me, like, motivate, like, just to keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
what, try follow to catch the neck
up,
hair?
Try to catch up to the back hair. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And then we would all try to avoid him because he was real stinky, too.
Oh, no. Oh.
But he was a great coach.
Wow, wait to end it on the positive.
I mean,
Lex.
In the end, you know, back hair and all, like, he was a really,
yeah.
It's just when you said the tufts of hair coming out of the armpit.
Yes.
It just, I was like, wow, I haven't thought about that in, you know, like 100 years.
Well, on that near
it's
note,
been a long
we're going to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
For Mark.